faithful. God is faithful, faithful. He's so faithful, faithful. God is faithful, faithful. I'm reaping the harvest. I'm taking back. I'm reaping the harvest. I'm taking it back. And I rejoice today. I rejoice. He's holy, holy. God is holy, holy. Holy, holy. He's holy, holy. I'm reaping the harvest. I'm taking it back. I'm reaping the harvest. I'm taking it back. And I rejoice. I rejoice today. And I rejoice today. For I shall recover. His name is Jesus. 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 He's the matchless lamb. He's Jesus. Jesus. He's Alpha and Omega. He's Jesus. Jesus. I'm reaping the harvest. I'm taking it back. And I rejoice today. For I shall recover it all. And I rejoice today. I'm reaping the harvest. Sing sopranos. I'm reaping the harvest. Join them altos. I'm reaping the harvest. I'm reaping the harvest. Join in tenors. I'm reaping the harvest. I'm reaping the harvest. I'm reaping the harvest. I'm reaping the harvest. One more time. I'm reaping the harvest. And I rejoice today. For I shall recover it all.
Lord our God, how thankful we are that during this season of Thanksgiving, we can be thankful for the harvest that we have reaped and the harvest that we shall reap. We thank you, our God, for your many blessings to the people of God. Bless now the preached word. Pray that you would take me out of self and place me within your righteousness. Open our hearts to receiving the gospel. Use each one of us to be instruments of your peace and of your love. In the precious name of Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. To our combined choirs and to the members of the Fidelia Usher Board, thank you for serving on last Sunday at the Mount Sinai Church, where the power of God used our choir and used the pastor to proclaim the word of God. A Amen. Mrs. Evans told me that she would be ushering today. Is Mrs. Evans on the floor ushering today? She is? All right, Sister Evans, good. Thank you. Thank you. This is our first time ushering, and we wanted to make everyone aware of her service today. Look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, neighbor, I really love the Lord. Come on, like you mean it, neighbor. I really love the Lord. The scene takes place in the gospel according to Matthew. When you look at the gospel parallels, you will see this story in the gospel of Mark and the gospel of John as well. When you read the story, you will discover that it follows in the gospel of John. It follows chapter 11, chapter 12. It is in chapter 11 where Jesus raises Lazarus from the dead, declares to Mary and to Martha and to those mourners and those people in the town of Bethany that I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though we're dead, yet shall he live. It is in the Gospel of Matthew that we find this short story, this pericope about the life of Christ as he deals with 6 days. In the Gospel of John, it says that it is 6 days before the Passover that Jesus gathers in the house of Simon the leper. Simon the leper has been blessed and cured of leprosy by the almighty and the powerful acts of God through Jesus Christ. Brother Marshall, it's interesting how God intervenes in human history and wipes out diseases and wipes out illness and raises our loved ones and our friends from the grave. It is in the Gospel of Matthew that we find these words, the words of our text. Now, when Jesus was in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, there came unto him a woman having an alabaster box of very precious ointment and poured it on his head as he sat at meat. But when his disciples saw it, they had indignation, saying, to what purpose is this waste? For this ointment might have been sold for much and given to the poor. When Jesus understood it, he said unto them, why trouble ye the woman? For she has wrought a good work upon me, for ye have the poor always with you, but me ye have not always. For in that she has poured this ointment upon my body, she did it for my burial. Verily I say unto you, whosoever, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached in the whole world, there shall also this that this woman has done be told for memorial of her. Hallelujah. Touch your neighbor and tell your neighbor, neighbor, I really love the Lord. There's nothing, come on, walk with me. There's nothing too good for me not to give to him. I really love the Lord. Jesus is in Simon the leper's house. As I forestated, Simon has been touched by the mighty hand of the Almighty God. His skin that had been ripped apart and disfigured by the disease of leprosy has now become smooth. Now his facial appearance is that one could look upon with admiration. He has had to cry out like the woman with the issue of blood and like the 10 lepers that Christ had healed as they went on their way. He had to cry out, unholy. I am unholy because the Levitical law said that anyone that had disease or blood flowing from their bodies had to cry out unholy. Can you imagine your husband or your wife or your son or your daughter having a dreadful skin disease, and because of that disease, they had the crowd unholy. Could not sit at the dinner table with you, could not enter into the sanctuary of worship and give praise to the Almighty God. Walking down the street, and you're walking on the sidewalk, and as they appear, they had to get off the sidewalk and let you pass by and crying out, unholy. Can you imagine what it meant in the humiliation that those who were lepers went through? But can you imagine the joy, the peace of mind that Simon now has as Jesus is welcomed to his house and his disciples are welcomed to his house? And as they come to the house, they are seated in John chapter 12. There is a party going on. Can I help you, those of you who have lost loved ones, whose names that we'll call today? Can I help you, Mr. Marshall? Can I help you, Charlotte? Can I help you, Mrs. Gallimore? Can I help you, Mrs. Reed Mitchell? Can I help you by reminding you that you weep for the day, but joy comes in the morning? Can I help you by reminding you that after death, after the resurrection, that there's a party? Oh, y'all missed it. Y'all missed it. I don't mind dying because I know that I shall be resurrected and be at the party that the Lord is preparing for me in the kingdom of heaven. Oh, somebody ought to shout amen to that. To know that when this life is over, that I have another life. Guess what Paul says? Paul says, when this earthly tabernacle is dissolved, I have another building, not made with hands, eternal, not just for today, not just for tomorrow, but forever in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the Bible tells me that they are seated there, and here comes a woman. Here comes a woman. The Bible in John chapter 12 gives her the name of Mary. And he says in John that she is the brother of Lazarus and the sister of Martha. John gives a very vivid picture of this woman coming to the party. It doesn't even say that she was invited, but she shows up and she brings a very precious box, a very precious box or alabaster box filled, oh yeah, Sister Carter, filled with precious ointment, precious perfume. I don't know what women wear today. I don't know if they wear eternal, eternity or whether they, I don't know what they wear, but whatever she had, it smelled good. Y'all missing it. The Bible says that the aroma, the smell of that perfume permeated the whole house. Now, you can be around some women and some brothers too, that they got this stuff on that smell every, you wonder what, I don't know what I'm smelling up. Well, they ain't going there. But the Bible says that it filled the room. The smell of the perfume filled the room. Judas speaks up. He is one of the disciples. You remember Judas, don't you? He is one that was chosen by Christ and chosen by God for what he did. And that was for the betrayal of Christ, the Son of the living God. He speaks up as well as the other disciples. Touch your neighbor and tell your neighbor, no matter what you do for Christ, somebody's going to complain. Oh, help me here. No matter how you love him, how you worship him, somebody is going to complain. If you're clapping your hands, if you're crying amen or hallelujah, somebody's going to say, they don't need all of that. You don't need all that to praise the Lord. You don't need all that clapping, all that shouting. You don't need all of that. But you don't know my story. You don't know what the Lord has done for me. And because you don't know my story, don't try to hinder my praise. The Bible says that this woman comes and she opens up her sweet-smelling perfume and bursts open the box and pours it on his head. And it ran down and she takes her hair. Then say she took her piece. I ain't going there. Says she took her hair. Takes her hair and wipes his feet with her hair. Now that takes some love, doesn't it? First of all, you take that is expensive. That is costly, and you pour it on him, and then you take your hair. Have y'all ever been in places where the folk be throwing their hair? It's theirs, they bought it. They throwing their hair, and you say, I wish I'd be. She takes her hair. Wipes his feet dry with her hair. Not only does she give what is expensive, but she takes her pride and humbles herself, wipes his hair, wipes his feet with her hair. Judas speaks up. Treasurer. I'm glad he wasn't a member of Second Baptist. He speaks up and he says, what's the purpose of this waste? What is the purpose of this waste? I wished I had the time to talk to you about the purpose. The purpose was that she was anointing Christ's body for his burial. She foresaw that he was going to be crucified for her needs and for the needs of all humankind, and she was preparing his body for burial. Judas did not give 2 cents about the poor. He said, this could have been, wasn't that Second Baptist? This could have been sold, and the proceeds from the 300 pieces of silver could have been given to the poor. You got folk in every church, but not Second Baptist, who, when you try to do the best you can in serving people, they always find fault in what you do. Preach too long, trying to praise the Lord. Choir sang too loud or sang too soft. They're just trying to praise the Lord. Organ don't work. What is your excuse today? Can I tell you something? You ought to be saying, I love the Lord. And because I love the Lord, I'm going to give of my best. I'm going to give of myself. Because I love him. Amen. Jesus speaks a word of rebuke to Judas and to the other disciples, to the other deacons and trustees and choir members and ushers of the church. He says, look, the poor you have with you always. But I in a few days, I'm leaving. I'm going back from whence I came. I came from the Father. Matter of fact, I came from royalty. I came from a kingdom. I came from a city whose walls of jasper and whose gates are pearly gates and whose streets are paved with gold. I came from a place where there is no weeping. I came from a place where there's a tree up there whose leaves are good for the healing of a nation. I'm going back to my Father's house. But before I go back, I'd like to prepare a place for you. That where I am, there you can be also. Thank God that I can be where Christ is, that I can be in his kingdom and receive a part of the joy that comes with living for Christ. 3 points and I'm to my seat. Why would you say, I love the Lord? Can you imagine 5,000 men, not count women and children, who have heard Jesus teaching, who had watched him work a miracle in their midst? They could say to us today, I love the Lord because he is compassionate. Oh, help me here. He shows compassion to those people who are disenfranchised or those people who are marginalized by society. If our forefathers were here today, they will tell you, I love the Lord because he is compassionate. When we were going through slavery, we cried out to him. He heard our cries, sent, oh yeah, liberators, male and female, to set us free. Sometimes I was lonely way down yonder by myself, couldn't hear nobody pray. But thanks be to God that God heard the prayers of our forefathers, and now we stand on their shoulders as lawyers, doctors, preachers, school teachers, garbage collectors, because our forefathers knew that God was a compassionate God. 5,000 men, not count women and children, are hungry. And the disciples said, send them away. I don't understand why the church always want to send folk who need us away. Y'all missed it? We have at least 5 people, 6 or 7 people, Sister Young is one of them, who serves on a committee that meets the needs of the poor of our city. And then we have another committee that meets the needs of the poor of our church. Guess what? I never heard them say, I wouldn't give that person a dime. They may say that person didn't deserve it, but Reverend, we gave them $50. Somebody said $50 ain't no money. But guess what? If you ain't got no money, it's some money. Help me, somebody. If you broke, it's some money. $50 will buy you a week's meal at Wendy's. Y'all missed it. I never heard them send anybody away because the person did not need. But guess what? Here, disciples, church folk, walking with the master, saying, send them away. Jesus said, no, you feed them. We don't have anything to feed them with. But thank God, in every congregation, there's somebody with 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread. Y'all missed it. Y'all missed it. So there's a lad here. There's a boy here, entrepreneur. He didn't need 5 loaves of bread. Little boy, he could have just had 1 fish and 2 biscuits and been filled, but he had 5 loaves of bread. Maybe God had placed them there because he knew that there were 5,000 men, 15,000 people. If you're looking at the nuclear family, husband, wife, and child, that there were 15,000 people who needed to be fed. The boy gives his lunch. Didn't say that they paid the boy. He gave his lunch. If you give to the master, guess what? He'll give back to you. If you don't give to him, he won't have anything to give you. Thanks be to God that those of us who believe in tithing know that we have never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. Met a young man today. Came to the 8 o'clock service. Had 3 boys and 1 girl. He had been invited to worship. He came, he brought his children, tried to get him to go to breakfast. He said, no, we don't eat that kind of food. We are, what's that name? Vegans. And I said to myself, boy, what you going to do for Thanksgiving? I asked him, I said, what you going to have for Thanksgiving? He said, we got this vegan turkey. I said, what? You mean, Tim, the Lord made a turkey that doesn't go gobble, gobble, gobble? Roasted cabbage. He said, we're going to eat that, Reverend. And guess what? It tastes like turkey. I said, oh, Lord, thank you. I'm not coming to your house. But guess what? When we were talking, it's three boys and one little girl. I gave the boys gifts out of our bookstore. Reverend Jackson, I'll pay for it. But I gave them books out of our bookstore. And a little boy looked at the book and he said to his dad, Dad, will you help me read this? You never know what the church can do to help families meet the needs of one another. Judas cared nothing about the poor, not 2 cents. And he cared less, if you ask me, for Christ. He's just going along with him because he was a miracle worker. These little boy gives his lunch and Jesus lifts it up. Can I help Second Baptist? Whatever you give to Christ, if it's lifted up, it'll multiply. If you lift it up, it'll multiply. The Bible said he fed 5,000 men, not counting women and children, and had 12 baskets left over. If you give to the master, you have something left over. Hallelujah. I love the Lord because he's compassionate. But then I also love the Lord because he's comforting. Losing a loved one, losing a friend can cause great grief and one become dismayed. But can I tell you something? Be not dismayed. Whatever be time, God will take care of you. Is there anybody here that the Lord has taken care of? You lost a loved one. You lost the one that provided for you. You lost the one that you love, but God stepped in and you have missed a meal. You still have shelter over your house because you love the Lord and because God is comforting. Mary and Martha lose their brother Lazarus, and they declare, Lord, if you'd been here, our brother would not have died. And Jesus said, just take me to where you laid him. Can I help you? Can I help you, Wendell? They take Jesus to the cemetery. Ain't nothing alive in a cemetery. Hello? Guess what? A rabbit won't stay in there long. But they take Jesus to a cemetery. Because he said, take me to where you laid him. I wish I had a witness here that know wherever you laid your problem. If you take Jesus to where you laid the problem, he can do wonders if you take him, if you invite him, if you share with him your problem, he can work it out. Is somebody here that the Lord has worked out your problems? Took him and he just cried, Lazarus, come forth. The Bible said that Lazarus came forth and Jesus said to those who were around, loose him. Touch your neighbor and tell your neighbor, you ought to take off the clothes of hatred, the clothes of malice, the clothes of envy, the clothes of jealousy that you have wrapped me up in and yourself in. Guess what? If folk have tried to hold you down by wrapping you up and not giving you freedom to act like you need to act to give God glory, the same folk who wrap you up, the Lord said to them, loose him and let him go. The Bible says that he called Lazarus by name and Lazarus got up. I love the Lord because he's compassionate. I love him because he's comforting. But finally, I love him because he is the crucified, dead, buried, and resurrected Savior. Woo! If you don't love him because he's compassionate, and then you don't love him because he's comforting, at least you ought to love him because he died for you. The Bible says that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Not when we became saintly did he die for us. But Moki, while we were yet sinners, while we were in sin, Christ died for us. I wish I had time to tell you about what that crucifixion was like. You and I can never be saved, never be sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost until we come into a right, loving relationship with Jesus Christ through the fellowship and through the fellowship of God through Jesus Christ. I like what Ron Hall Niebuhr, that great theologian, said after he had lost a loved one, after he had lost a friend. He said, if God had not told me that he would be the replacement for my loss, I would never made it. Can I help somebody here that lost a loved one? God has been replacing that loved one. Can I tell you something about my life? My father's life was snuffed out when I was 4 years old. 4 years old. Johnny Jimerson's life was snuffed out by what was called his best friend. Can I tell you something? Your best friend will kill you. Oh, y'all missing it. If you don't do what they want you to do, they'll take your life. And I used to say to Mother, Mother, why is it that the other folk got a daddy and I don't have one? She said, you still got one. I said, but I don't have anybody to go play ball with me. I don't have anybody to come when I give my Easter speech. I don't have my daddy there. She said, he's there. I said, wait a minute, wait. When I need money, I can't go to my dad. She looked at me and she said, he's there. I said, what do you mean he's there? She said, every time you need something, at the end of the month, y'all missing it. At the end of the month, Cecil, Daryl, at the end of the month, there is that Social Security check. Oh, y'all looking at me like I'm crazy, but some of you are living off that Social Security check. Some of you are living off that retirement check. Some of you are living because somebody took care of you who are no longer walking in this earth. It's hard, but it's fair. I never shall forget. I didn't say nothing about my daddy anymore not being there. I just waited for the mailman to come. Help me, somebody. Some of you waiting for the mailman to come, and some of you wish the mailman would hurry up and come. Look at Christ. Here's a man that came to the earth because Adam committed a sin of disobedience, did not obey God, who told him not to eat from the tree. He gave him a helpmate named Eve, the mother of all living, and Satan beguiled her. And she did eat of the fruit. And guess what? She ate of the fruit, And then here come Adam. And she said to Adam, I did eat of the fruit. Baby, why don't you try it? It's good. He got to thinking about pillow talk. Y'all missed it. And the Bible said he did eat. But Brown, he did eat of the tree. And guess what? After eating of the tree, God spoke to him and he went and took fig leaves and made himself, Thomas? Yes. He made himself an apron.
An apron to cover his.
He put an apron on.
Couldn't cover the back.
Reverend Mathis is preaching this, y'all. The Bible said an apron.
Yeah.
How many of us wear aprons? What's covered? What's out? No, that's all right. Christ comes as the second Adam who knew no sin but became as sin that we may have life. He travels the road of sorrow, beaten, scorned, spit upon, His head with a crown of thorns on his head. They nailed his hands, feet to the cross. They forgot what he said. Right, that's a good hooping point right there. If I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. Guess what they did? They made a mistake. They lifted him up, slid him into Calvary, and guess what? The sun refused to shine. Moon. Guess what? The veil in the temple split. Guess what? Guess what? On the cross, he looked beyond my time, saw me coming, and said, Father, forgive him, for he know not what he's doing. He looked and saw me coming and said, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. He looked and saw me coming and said, I give up the ghost. He looked and saw me coming and said to me, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. He looked and he saw me coming. And guess what? I love the Lord. I love him because he died for me. I love him. Not only did he die for me, but in a borrowed tomb, he made provisions to get up from the grave. Paul said, God the Father raised Jesus from the dead, walked among the earth, said, all power in heaven and earth is in my hands. I love the Lord. Old folks say, I love the Lord. He heard my cry, pitied every groan. Long as I live in troubled eyes, I'll hasten to his throne. I love the Lord because he died for me. I love the Lord because one glad morning he shall come for me. Take me home to be with him. I love him today. He pleads my case before the Father. One day I love him because he'll say, well done. If when you give the best of your service, telling the world that the Savior has come, and men don't believe you, pick up your staff, run quickly to meet him, and he shall say, well done. I love him, I love him, I love him, I love him, I love him. I have a song. I wish I could sing it, but I don't have the tune. I can't sing it, but I can sure say it. I love the Lord. The reason why I love him is because when this life is over, I shall hear him say, "Well done." He said it to Carson. He said it to Marshall. He said it to Carter. He said it, and he's still saying it. The question I ask is, your name written in the Lamb Book of Life. You can get your name in that book. The blood of Christ is available for you and for me. The song I sing is, "I found a Savior, and he's sweet, I know. I found a Savior, and he's sweet, I know." Guess what? Angels can't sing that song, but I can. I found a blessed Savior, and he's sweet, I know. I love the Lord because of his amazing grace. I love him because I can say, "God, me, oh, thy great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren land, God, me, oh." Great church standing, deacons are coming. Jehovah. Yeah, ground through ground. I am weak, but thou art mighty. Hold me with thy powerful hand. Folks, you say, "Bread of heaven, bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more bread." God, as we prepare to leave this place, we leave with our hearts filled with thanksgiving. We're thankful for the lives that were lived before us that taught us to love you. We pray again that you receive them into your kingdom and that you would grant them eternal rest. We thank you that they are witnesses for us, and they are watching to see what we will do as we run the race. We thank you for the precious ointment that was poured upon your head. For Mary, who thought enough of you to wipe your feet with her hair. And so we come thanking you for being a God of compassion, a God that is comforting, and a God whose son was crucified dead, buried, and raised for our sins and justification. And now, Lord, bless us and keep us. Make your face to shine upon us. Be gracious unto us. Lift your countenance upon us and give us your peace. In the name of Christ, our Lord, we pray. And all the people of God said, amen. And they sang, hallelujah. Thank you, dear. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.